In recent news, an NFT image has been sold for 1/100th of its market price by mistake. The digital item was valued at the equivalent of $300,000, but due to a lapse of concentration, the seller listed the token at just $3,000. NFT, which stands for non-fungible token, is a phenomenon that has taken off in recent years. Something which is non-fungible cannot be interchanged with something else, as it has unique properties. NFTs are often seen as a way for potential buyers to purchase digital art, allowing them to own the original version, or at least a digital certificate implying ownership. These kinds of tokens have been touted as a solution to the endless reproduction of artworks, allowing artists who work in a digital medium the opportunity to sell their originals for a significant amount of money. The technology uses the blockchain to record who owns what. Blockchains are more commonly associated with cryptocurrencies. Such records can't be forged, as they are maintained by thousands of computers worldwide. They may also contain smart contracts, which guarantee the artist a percentage of any future sales. These sales can reach incredible levels, such as an NFT sold by digital artist Beeple, which sold for $69 million. NFTs are, however, more commonly used to sell memes. The image mistakenly sold for $3,000 was one of a series known as Bored Apes, digital images of apes created with the aid of a computer script, which matches a variety of colours and designs to make each picture unique. Owners of Bored Ape NFTs belong to a group called the Bored Ape Yacht Club. As the artworks have a limited run of only 10,000, members see themselves as part of something exclusive, and often display their apes as profile pictures on social media sites. Detractors have noted that the bubble could burst at any time, and warn customers not to invest too much money into the concept. Additionally, some have pointed out that the technology NFTs use isn't very environmentally friendly. The blockchains that power the tokens require a huge amount of computer power, which translates to a very large carbon footprint.